6. And this is session 3, looking at verses 15 through 19. And the title is The Result of Ownership. The Result of Ownership. So let's read those verses, 15 through 19. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin which leads to death or of obedience which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you were once slaves of sin and become obedient from the heart, to the standard of teaching to which you have been committed. And having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification, leading to becoming more and more like Jesus Christ. Here's an idea that really got my attention when I first saw it some years ago. Did you know that you're a slave and will always be a slave? Now there's an idea. You're a slave and will always be a slave. The issue is, who's your master? Whom do you serve? Whom do you obey? And who bought you? How were you purchased and how much did you cost? Is it possible to be a slave and not know it? Yes, it is. Christ told the Jewish leadership they were slaves. They responded, "We have never been slaves to any man." We know they were slaves in Egypt for over 400 years. And even in Christ's time, they were slaves obedient to Rome. So in like manner, you may not be aware that you're a slave to the one of two possible masters. Let's look at verse 16 and 17 again. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin which leads to death, or of obedience which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you were once slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed. Sometimes we may try to follow a path between the two masters. This is impossible, but we may be trying to do it anyway. This individual that tries this is called the religious moralist. The religious moralist. He tries to bargain with God. He walks on the edge. When he falls, he tries to compensate or bargain with God by doing some good things, hoping to do enough good to regain God's favor. His good is imperfect and done with the wrong motive. God is perfectly just and will not be mocked. He loves you and desires to shape you, mold you into someone he can use for his glory, not yours. The key is now present yourself as a slave to righteousness. He waits for you to do just that. So, Father, there are two masters out there that are possible, and they're masters over all of us one way or the other. And because of your grace, your unmerited favor, your sacrifice on the cross, your love for us despite our sin, we have hope of following in life as your slave, having you as our master, because you paid an unbelievable cost. Cost nothing to us, but cost everything to you. We love you for that and trust you and walk by faith. Help us to be obedient to all those things that you would ask us to do for you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.